Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Kolchur dictating an OSP report on Beth Guadidi, date of birth 4/22/1969, date of procedure March 14, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Kolchur. Referring physician is Dr. Kara Jacobs. Procedure performed as colonoscopy with hot snare polypectomy, comma, cold snare polypectomy, comma, cold biopsy polypectomy. Description procedure informed consent was obtained. Period possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as malignancy. Well explained to the patient. Period. Patient was brought to an OSP, placed in the lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, and monitored anesthesia care. Period. Digital rectal exam was around. Period. Well lubricated. When this video colonoscope was introduced into rectum and again, since direct vision to the cecum, which is in the presence of the penicillin or facility, cecal valve, and complex with pulse. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexor, transverse colon. Splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, rectum period, a retroflex was obtained in the rectum period, Boston Bob Prep score was graded as a for a total of 6, comma, with a suboptimal prep period. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications findings. There was an approximately 13 millimeter flat polyp in the descending colon removed with hot snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 sigmoid colon sessile polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy for one of them, which was 10 millimeters in size, and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy for the diminutive colon polyp period. Next line, there was a approximately 10 millimeter rectal sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids on retroflexion with evidence of hypertrophied anal papillae. Next line, overall, the patient did have a significantly tortuous colon. And it was a technically difficult colonoscopy, comma, with a good amount of counter pressure needed to reach the cecum. Period. The prep was suboptimal, and a good amount of lavage and suction was needed to reveal the underlying mucosa, with some evidence of green sticky stool material still adherent to the mucosa following aggressive lavaging and suctioning period. Plan, follow biopsy pathology next time given history of multiple flat polyps noted on consecutive colonoscopies, as well as the suboptimal prep and tortuosity of the colon, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year, pending pathology from above. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.